it's a London story. It's a London story. The man's name. He was born Lionel Biglighter in Stepney, and he changed his name to Bart on the top deck of a red London bus while passing Bart's hospital. How much more London can you get? None more London. The London story with the question, where did it all go wrong? It's the question we're never very far away from when we're discussing Lionel Bart. Our lovely newspapers, take it from me in this country, are keen to write about the Icarus story. This one from 2019 in the Daily Mail. Lionel Bart, the boy who flew too close to the sun, the theatrical Icarus, from bowls of cocaine in his fun palace to cheap vodka in a shabby flat. This is what we like to read about Lionel Bart, it would seem. Every two years, his story is through the tabloids again. I mean, I'm going to look at the Icarus fall tonight. It's a big part of his story. But I want to look at the flight as well. I want to look at the journey up because, well, the view must have been spectacular. Where did it all go wrong? 1965, Twang, the musical. Here's the programme. Twang is the Robin Hood musical. At this point, Lionel Bart is the biggest star in the firmament. He's written Oliver. This is his fourth solo musical, the Robin Hood musical. It does not go well. It was staged at the Shaftesbury Theatre. Let's drop a pin on our map here. There's the Shaftesbury Theatre, there to this day. Opened in 1911 as the Prince's Theatre, renamed after the war as the Shaftesbury Theatre. It's at what we used to call the wrong end of Shaftesbury Avenue. This end of Shaftesbury Avenue from Piccadilly Circus to the Charing Cross Road. All the theatres are here. There were only two theatres at this end of Shaftesbury Avenue, and it got less passing trade. And so the theatricals, you know what they're like. A superstitious bunch said, oh, these unlucky theatres, they're cursed. Well, there's economics as well at the Shaftesbury. A big theatre designed by Bertie Crewe, a very prolific theatrical architect. 1911 it opened. In the 1960s, its capacity was about 2,000 bums on seats. A big theatre was required for Lionel Bart's new musical because it was going to be a great big hit, Twang, the Robin Hood story. The capacity these days is about 1,400, which is still pretty big. You have to have something, you know, juicy and commercial to make a success at this theatre. In the early 2000s, a number of interesting theatrical flops here. Napoleon the Musical, for example. Napoleon the Musical met its theatrical Waterloo here. We also had Toulouse-Lautrec the Musical. It didn't do very well either. Absinthe makes the heart go wander, might be the headline for that one. But Twang was due to be staged here. What went wrong in this big theatre? It should have been a smash, the most sensational writer of his day. What went wrong? Well, let's start with the director, Joan Littlewood. Let's blame the director. How about that? Joan Littlewood walked out of the production very late into the process, just before it came to the West End. She walked out of the production. Who was Joan Littlewood? The most illustrious political theatre director of the 20th century. An English theatre legend, a world theatre legend, born in 1914 in Stockwell in South London. She studied very briefly at RADA, the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, the RADA in Gower Street. Now, when she studied there at the RADA in, 1930? RADA was little more back then, for some, than a glorified finishing school for elocution and deportment. This is not what she wanted. She left RADA and got involved with Ewan McCall in Manchester in the Action Theatre Troupe. That's what they were called. And they did political theatre. Ewan McCall wrote Dirty Old Town and First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. He's also the father of Kirsty McCall, the late Kirsty MacColl, singer. It's Joan Littlewood that does a big part in popularising the theatrical theories of this fella here, old laughing boy. Here's Bertolt Brecht, German writer and theatrical practitioner. His stagecraft theories, Werfrumdungseffekt, Alienation Effect, which is pretty much a mainstream theory these days. It's sort of part of postmodernism these days, the idea that you could show the mechanics of the play to shock the audience into life. You can show the sets, show the lighting, use music and performance and staging techniques in a surprising way, Alienation Effect, to stop the audience being comfortable so they can focus on the political left-wing message of Bertolt Brecht's plays. Joan Littlewood was a great acolyte of Brecht's theories, and she was particularly fond of that kind of theatre and political theatre and social realism. Here's a bit of social realism for you here, folks. This is a still from the of two of the cast of Twang. James Booth played Robin Hood, and Barbara Windsor, our beloved Barbara Windsor, played the female lead. It doesn't look like social realism and political theatre from this angle, does it? Well, no. Barbara Windsor, who only passed away very recently, Dame Barbara Windsor, is greatly associated in the 60s and now with the Carry On movies. This doesn't look particularly like political social realism either, does it? Naughty, body, risque, a bit rude. The longest running movie franchise in the English-speaking world, the Carry On movies. So how does Barbara Windsor, pictured here with Charles Hawtrey, how does she become involved in social realism and political theatre with Joan Littlewood? Well, it happened here at the Wyndham's Theatre. The Wyndham's Theatre. Barbara Windsor had an audition for Joan Littlewood's production of Things Ain't What They Used to Be. We'll talk about that later. A play with music, set in Soho and staged in the East End at the Theatre Royal Stratford. Now, Dame Barbara, in her autobiography, takes up the tale. She said, on the day of the audition, her first husband was just about to be sentenced to 10 years in prison. He was a wrong'un, ladies and gentlemen, a gangster. And she didn't want to perform in a play in the East End. She was from the East End. But she said, I don't want to work in the East End, I want to work in the West End. She was in a bad mood. And she turned up at the Wyndham's Theatre stage door to audition. And she met, I quote from Barbara Windsor here, she met a podgy old woman in a woolly hat. A podgy old woman in a woolly hat. And she thought, well, that must be the cleaner. I'll ask her, where's the audition, love? And the podgy old woman in the woolly hat, she engaged Barbara Windsor in a conversation. And Barbara Windsor complained about her predicament. Her husband was on trial. She was auditioning for the role of a prostitute in this play that she didn't much like the look of. And she complained and told her whole story, and the podgy old woman ushered her through to the waiting space, and Barbara Windsor waited for her audition, and when she took the stage to audition for the play, the podgy old woman in the woolly hat, you've seen it coming, was none other than Joan Littlewood herself. And Joan Littlewood said, you got the part, you auditioned at the door, I want that level of honesty and realism. You can do it. It's the beginning of a fruitful creative partnership.